Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey, y'all. Welcome.
Happy New Year, sluts. Back.
Did you miss us? I'm sure you did.
Wow.
Hopefully you made it into 2022. With
what does that
happiness.
Mean, Andy?
What you gotta let me finish. Oh. Clearly they made it to 2022 because
like,
they listened
like
to us right now. But I was gonna say with happiness, with love, with prosperity. Hopefully you had your motherfucking black eyed peas and ham hocks and collard greens on the first, like everybody else, like you should, because that's what you're supposed to do.
If you're Latino, you had pernil.
You said what?
If you're Latino, you had pernil.
Oh, you had pernil. You know that's Latina shit, because you know how many niggas I know that just don't eat pork.
I mean, yeah.
But I told you, all the Muslims now, just, they're all black. Like, all the black people I know are Muslims. And so, clearly, they're not eating pork.
Well, shout out
I had to make my collard greens with turkey.
When Mandy said, what's that thing she wore on her head? Beautiful woman with a thing
on
her head.
It was. It doesn't matter.
They're not all hijabs, bro.
They're not all that, right? They all could be, it could have been a scarf. Bitch, it could have been a bonnet. There's other things that.
But you ain't
I don't know
it.
About a bonnet.
But people wear different things on their head more than just hijabs.
It was given you ain't no hijab at the
time. It was given. It could have been something else. It was given. It could have been a beret. It was given. It could have been literally anything.
Not a beret, girl.
Bitch.
A beret.
Anyway.
It could have been a headband.
If
all
you
know.
Have never heard our show, this banter is quite common. Right. We are the podcasters, Mandy and Weezy of Horrible Decisions and the Black Effect Network.
Wow.
We talk about kinks. We talk about nasty things, destigmatizing them for the black community.
Ooh.
And today we are going to be talking about pornography because it is my resolution not to watch it until my birthday.
Ooh.
Wait, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you start the new year off not wanting to watch porn?
So I read a
bitch,
book.
That means you can't get on Twitter.
Damn, I'd probably put censor controls.
You might need to like really censor your Twitter because I told you that's where I watch my porn.
Yeah.
So it started like this. I want to give a shout out to Julie K, one of my favorite porn stars. I don't even know if she does anything special. No offense, because I really love you, Julie. But when I say that, it's just because she's so hot. She's just like my dream type of like, if I had to like build a bitch, and I say that with due respect, it would look like Julie K. And like, she's just really hot. Like the sounds she makes, like everything she does in porn, I'm just into it. I like it. So I was watching, wasn't even thinking about porn, was over it. Scrolled on my timeline. Julie K's fucking, gets cream pied. And then I spend the next 3 hours masturbating, all because you just made a good point on Twitter. And I was like, damn, bro, like porn will ruin my fucking day. If I didn't have porn and I masturbated, would I have felt more satisfied? But then I had to keep looking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I already told you, I don't know what the porn algorithms are on Twitter, but the way I have to stay off between 1 and 3, I think they like aim towards the lunch break for people. But my whole timeline is nothing but dicks and booty holes at about between 1 and 3. And I'm like, if I don't want to masturbate, let me just stay off Twitter. Because once I see it on my timeline, a bitch start clicking, a bitch start following. And now I go into my bed. I'm just going to go in my bed. I'm going to masturbate. And this is going to force me to take a nap right now.
Mm.
And I don't want to take a nap. So I stay off my Twitter timeline.
Porn can energize me depending on the mood.
No,
but
porn makes me like, okay, bust a nut. Take a nap.
Maybe because it's your ritual too.
It is. Yeah. That's my goddamn ritual.
Well, we
so
know
I'm like,
masturbate
nah,
on a flight, hun. So anyway,
wow.
Your Brain on Porn is a book my friend Miko sent me. Shout out to Miko. He is the talent cast at Fuse. And I don't think he sent it for any reason, just like more than
educational purpose.
Yeah. But also maybe I was drunk and told him about how I'm addicted to porn. And when I say addicted to porn, I don't mean all the way. I just mean like, porn makes me ramp up masturbating. So reading the book really taught me a lot of things. And I'm not saying it necessarily pushed me away or that I don't think porn can be healthy. I think I'm just at the point where it's unhealthy. So made me dig into it, start looking up shit. And that's really why I wanted to talk about porn today. Plus, I feel like the most fun episodes we have are when we watch porn, kind of like that time that girl fucking...
I was just watching that.
Sharted into
it. Yeah, that was hilarious.
She was like...
Oh, she was just farting.
I don't feel well. That was great. That was fun. Do you remember that, Mandy?
Oh, Mandy just put you guys together in doll form.
You know
what?
That's cute.
Are you going
sorry,
to? I just wanted
not
our,
New Year, new
our,
me. Yeah.
I wanted our mugs to show branding. We have to work on branding over here. But yeah.
Oh, speaking of the YouTube and what you're looking at right now, this is the most comfortable Horrible Decisions merch we've ever had, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. This is I think our
the blue ones,
our women's sweats are really good quality. And I mean, everything else is t-shirts. I think all of our merch is good quality. This is just probably...
but it's just cozy.
This is something that we've... it's actually unisex. So the sizing is unisex.
Here we go.
And it's all black and white because Weezy swears we have a lot of male listeners. We do, but we don't. And so she just kept wanting something very unisex. So it's also probably our most basic design. But
I love
I'm
basic,
excited.
Minimal shit, though.
You're right.
Simple, no, simple is good. And also black and white, but also it's winter now.
Yeah.
It is black and white. And so are my toes and nails.
Bitches just be wanting to, you know, like, let me hype this up with a dope sneaker because every sneaker that I have, I can wear with this.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, go to whorehive.com and get you some Horrible Decisions merch.
Yes, ma'am.
It is up and available if we ain't still out during the holidays. I don't know.
I'm sure y'all did.
But we're going to restock. This is something that'll be restocked. Definitely make it your staple. You can definitely get to wear it, what, for the next 4 months? Mm-hmm. It'd be cold till like April, right? Yeah. April, May?
April, May.
If you're in New York. This is a good dick appointment outfit, too. This is my new airplane outfit, okay?
This is a good dick appointment
outfit. This is everything.
But you definitely want him to take it all the way off before he gets excited, because if you get pre-cum on this, you are going to
see
the
pre-cum,
it.
Yes, yes.
It's black.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, like, what is that?
Why would they fucking wear clothes to...
Bro, I suck dick with clothes on. So pre-cum and drool, if
you
it gets on this...
You suck dick with a hoodie on?
Like, do you prefer to suck dick with clothes?
I mean, sometimes...
Not a hoodie.
Sometimes I get excited. I've definitely sucked dick
imagine
with
putting
a
your
whole
hoodie
outfit
on
before.
Bruh.
Like, what if you're starting while he's in the car? Yes, your hoodie's gonna stay on, and now drool and pre-cum could potentially get on the collar of your hoodie. Like, so I'm just telling the girls.
It could potentially. This could potentially be a hazard.
I'm just telling the girls, you might want to take it all off because it is black, and the cum and drool will show up on your Horrible Decisions merch. That's all.
We are trying to sell the merch, Mandy.
And I'm just saying, don't suck dick while you in it. That's it. I still want them to buy it. Just don't suck dick while you want. You know.
Take it off. Just like I did my socks today. All right.
There we go.
I mean, if you're in the YouTube, I'm only having my feet out because I want you guys to come on here and look at them and then also notice the merch and buy it.
Because it's black and white like the merch.
Many more money.
There you go.
All right. My vanilla shit this week, I really like New York Post, which they suck. They do some really dumbass headlines, but this one was good. Because they do that shit that is like clickbaity, but I like it. Tech billionaire allegedly kept a spreadsheet of 5,000 women that he had sex with. He is known for fly fishing. His name is Whitefish. Last name is Whitefish. He's known for fly fishing and hiking trails. And in Silicon Valley, he took up residence in a Rocky Mountain, transformed it into this private...
like getaway? Like a whole resort of his own?
Like a... I don't know this word, and I'm trying to like...
Compound.
Make it up as I'm going.
Hold compound?
F-I-E-F-D-O-M. Let me look it up. Fifdom? Did them niggas have a fucking typo? Fifdom is a fief. What's a fief?
What's a fiefdom?
Like a thief? Hold on.
Like F-I-E-F.
Like
F-I-F. An estate of land. Hold on.
Oh, never mind.
Fief. An estate of land, especially one held of feudal service. Nigga, I don't
what
know what
feudal
it
is. Service.
Is this dictionary decision?
I don't know what
here?
Is feudal. Why
it's
do we have
dictionary?
Why do we have to keep looking up the words in the definition?
Oh my god, it's a new year. We really supposed to grow past this shit.
But why are you saying all these words we don't know, and you know, and I don't know, and Eden don't know?
I was gonna skip.
What's feudal? What's feudal service? See, now we not us having to look up the
now
words in the definition
decision.
Of the definition.
Feudal.
Feudal. Service.
Like a fight.
Oh, I have no...
Oh, feudal, like a feud.
No, but that's not it. Political economic system of Europe? No, that can't be it.
All right.
Land and fief.
Okay, I give up.
They are rich, honey.
Okay,
I want a feeful feud.
The billionaire had his own little lot of land in the woods for his home.
Okay, so he basically had this estate.
Okay.
A dark den where he could... It were dark den where he would control local law enforcement.
Okay.
Because it was that big and had a harem of young women.
Wow.
So... The allegations of this man.
Oh, wait, he in trouble for this?
No. There were like, someone allegedly said.
Oh, okay.
That he was ordering his security to like kill the like cams, like making sure that like nothing was caught since he had this harem. He's 57 years old and he employs hundreds of residents and companies that he controls. And he owns a series of luxury safe houses. So he's known for this, but didn't want security to like have any on him. which is kind of ironic. And the reason is because his luxury safe houses house dozens of young women for sex. He had a spreadsheet documenting his sexual encounters with 5,000 women and even outfitted a local bar that he owned with a basement that had a boom boom room featuring a stripper pole.
Boom boom room.
Make a heart go boom boom, my supernova girl.
Oh, you took it to Disney Channel while I was trying to keep it with
That's where I got it from. Girl, don't let her see Desi. See, no.
He was making noise, bro. We're trying to record. Maybe you should not take your child to work day every time you work.
Wow. She ate weed. I had to. Also, she just loves you. See, y'all pussy. That bitch looked at you. She ain't look at me.
Well, no, I told her to get him.
So you shouldn't have said it. She,
bro, it's crying. I need the audio.
First of all, him and it's
not Mandy not respecting the baby.
You so, don't know what the pronoun they want to be called. So all girl. Animals are it's and they's.
Okay. Anyway, so he has a spreadsheet, right? For the boom boom room in this local bar, which has a stripper pole. And the underground enclave is allegedly used to maintain women for the purpose of committing sexual illicit activity. He's actually not bad looking. It's giving Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but when you say young girls, they are all of age?
Yeah, they're just
They're just like above 18. Mm-hmm.
So someone then put a complaint up because they found the spreadsheet where they're seeking $800 million in damages.
For what? What's the damages? Because they found the spreadsheet?
No. Like locking them up in the bar.
Oh.
Yeah, but if
he had a basement in a bar.
But if he has a harem, a lot of that can still be consensual.
It could have been consensual, but if he had a fucking harem of bitches in a local bar and you working in a bar, imagine if Eden, who works at WTFmediastudios.com, please book some time.
265 kind of.
If Eden was working here and found out in the closet that I had, like, what the fuck?
He can't do nothing. That person may be consented to be your slave. Like, a lot,
but that's illegal sexual activity. There shouldn't be going on in his workplace.
Yeah,
but, are you suing me or not?
Yeah, but they're probably. But technically, someone being in your closet, like when we talk about BDSM, there's things that can happen. Like I remember when I was hanging with King Noir and his sub sat on the floor and went and got him a drink. This was still considered.
Did she BDSM. Get up to go get it? She crawled. Yeah.
Oh, she may have crawled. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Oh, wow.
But like she had to ask permission to even speak. And this is an act of BDSM, though sexual in nature because they have this dynamic. There wasn't sex going on.
Right.
So I feel like just because I have a harem of bitches and I have a bar where all of these women are, even though I'm having sex with them, if it's not happening in front of you, this is my harem of hoes. Like you being uncomfortable with my lifestyle shouldn't seat for a lawsuit. Like, bitch, I've been around Mayweather. Mayweather has all his women around him all the time. And I know, I'm sure he has sex with these women. These are all his women. It doesn't mean like that I can sue him because, oh my God, I'm uncomfortable with your lifestyle. You know what I mean? So I don't think that there's a basis for this lawsuit.
I don't think that if I'm at work, I need to be subject to your sexual lifestyle and you doing certain things with women.
Yeah, then maybe you shouldn't have applied for this job.
But he didn't know. That's why they're suing them. The job is working in a bar. You're in a fucking basement with bitches in it.
No, I don't know. I don't know. To me, there had to be something where he knew to me what was going on. Like, I know if I'm applying at a titty bar. I know if I'm applying at
but it was a fucking
club.
Local bar, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. If sex was not being had in there, what the fuck are you suing for? I'm the owner. These are all my bitches. And if you don't want to serve them drinks, bye.
Mandy, they were in a basement.
Do you know how many basement bars there are in New York City? I'd be having to walk downstairs to all these little motherfuckers. You feel me? There'd be hella bars in basements
in
New York.
Are y'all telling me there's no fucking case or crime here, nigga? Like,
I don't think that there's a crime here. Do you think that, do you hear a crime here? Oh, okay. Do you hear a crime, Wolf?
The guy had a spreadsheet of women that he fucked and the employees confirmed.
Bro, you have the niggas you fucked in the notes of your phone.
Wow.
So I could sue you. Because I know your list right there.
Girl, anyway.
I don't see a crime. You feel me? A lot of people keep lists.
The crime is that they were in the workplace. That sounds kind of nuts.
Bro, so you ain't had nobody up in here that you don't fuck before?
But I didn't lock them up and like leave them while people are working here.
You didn't leave them while... Wait, what? Say that again?
The whole thing that people are pissed off about that worked at this place is like, if you had girls locked up in a basement that I'm working and you're leaving me there and there's these fucking girls chained up, like, that's a problem.
Okay, chaining people up and holding them captive is different than your harem of women that are in closets that could be a part of your BDSM routine. Yeah. Like, keeping women against their will is completely different than just having a harem of slaves in a basement. Like, those are two different things.
Yeah.
Like, one is kidnapping. Yes. Yes, you deserve to be charged. And now I feel as though I was involved because I'm working here and I could have saved women. As opposed to women who are consenting to being in this basement as a part of your harem.
Is he not wrong to be mixing his work and sex life, though?
There it is.
No, do you know how many fucking CEOs get their dick sucked in their office?
Yes.
Like, as long as you're not, like, to me, I don't know.
That's not, like, appropriate for the
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that's appropriate at all. Just because CEOs do it, like, for example, like, me and Alex make a joke, Alex and I make a lot of jokes about who, like, ever had sex in the studio. Like, I do find that to be disrespectful, like, to the work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, why would we do that?
Why would I fuck here when I know Yomi got
it? Is it because it's your workplace? Because you used to talk about how you masturbated at work all the time. That's a sex act.
In the bathroom.
That's still in your workplace.
Well, nigga, I didn't employ people then. Now I do.
Oh, so you're just a hypocrite. Okay, that works too.
How does it make me a hypocrite?
Because you just said doing sexual acts in your workplace is gross and disrespectful to the company.
I just think it's fucked up.
But you used to masturbate at work.
Not here, right?
No, at her other job.
I've never masturbated here.
Yet.
But what I'm saying is,
she masturbated in an airplane fucking bathroom.
Hear me out.
What about everyone on the plane?
I can't
consent to you masturbating in an airplane.
It wasn't my job to make the place of work safe. Now it is, right?
I just don't think.
For example, sexual harassment shit, right? If I found out that something happened with an employee and they were like, I have to realize, like, that's up to me now. So, like, bringing sex to the workplace and potentially making it an uncomfortable place. They come in here all the time to edit shit, right? They don't have shit going on. They may come at midnight to do shit.
The lines
and now
are blurred because you didn't get you. The lines are blurred here also because you've sat here and done sex positions on guests. We just got played with fire play last year in the studio. We've had full BDSM demonstrations.
But hold on. The content of my show is what they're getting paid to film.
Okay.
Right? That's a job.
Right.
Them coming into work and I'm fucking on the couch is totally different.
No, that's why you would fuck after hours, of course. Like, you know when people are going
to
be.
But that's what I'm saying. This is their workplace. They're free to come when they want. That's something that we allow employees to do.
And have you ever jacked your dick off, like, when you were in here, like, editing some audio or video?
This is probably the last place I jacked my dick off.
Yeah, it just does. It's not a place that really makes you hard.
And there's also cameras.
Oh, there's cameras in here.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, that's why. Okay, then that makes sense.
Oh, no, I mean, that's not. Not because of the cameras. What?
Not you bringing up the cameras as the after that.
It's not because of the cameras.
Actually, there's also cameras. I don't want to see
that there also are cameras here.
And just to say, the cameras do have sound.
They do have sound.
Do you moan when you jack your dick off?
Okay.
No.
Do you make...
It's more like a squint.
Like, do you hear the wind when you...
Oh, no. I don't, like, beat my dick off like that.
Oh. It's really soft. You just play with the tip?
I just kind of, like, swivel.
Swivel your dick.
Yeah.
Not you swiveling your dick.
Like a chair.
Not you swiveling your dick.
It's a nice swivel. You know?
Okay.
I don't know if I ever wanted to know this.
I'm about to
now, this is workplace harassment.
But I'm consenting to the question.
Hold on. There's a different part of this, right?
Is there?
We have at our studio a producer fee. And within that producer fee, you can pay for someone to be a C-mic. Or because a lot of people that record alone, they may need some back and forth. Eden is technically getting paid to do that.
To talk about me checking off my dick.
He knows he's the
not,
content.
World.
He is not
he knows the
paid.
Content of the show.
He is not getting paid to tell us that he swivels his dick.
Damn. Now the whole world knows that I swivel my dick.
You be swiveling your dick, nigga. Oh, weird ass Eden.
Sorry.
All right.
Not a swivel dick.
It's like a swivel.
Okay. Poor dirt for the week. I thought we should give best tips that we've been given.
Okay.
From a man, from a woman.
Okay.
My best tip from a man, I was young when I got this tip, and it's a super basic tip, but I have really big teeth, as you guys can see. And I was scraping his dick because his dick was just too fat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he told me, like, completely grandma, and I feel like this is a really big tip that a lot of people don't know. And you got a whole cut of your hair.
That should feel pretty good too.
And you gotta really look like me.
For those of y'all who don't know what she looks like the characters from Beetlejuice.
I know.
You know the ones with the big noses, yeah, with the closed mouths? Yeah.
Well, guess what?
You took me directly
to Beetlejuice. That'll make you a great dick cluckle.
Okay.
That's how my grandma said she got her teeth. What's your best tip?
My best tip from a man, ironically, was to use hands. And I know that there's like the no hands song, but a lot of
the
men.
No hands song. Yeah,
there is the no hands.
I know. It's just like, it's with no hands,
gonna do your dance, da da, whatever. But no, like a lot of us, realistically, especially for the size queens, it's almost impossible to really get past the tip.
Yeah.
Like when sucking dick, like when a man has a really long and girthy dick, when you really see how far you're getting down on it, you're not really getting that far. And a lot of them do enjoy their shaft still getting attention. So more so just like to use hands. And that's kind of just been something that I incorporated, even if, especially when they're big, like just go ahead and drool, let the spit get all the way to the base. Man, and even if you just rest your hand all the way at the base, like where it's right above the balls, and just play with it there, then use your mouth for the tip. But a lot of times, like, you're not fitting the whole dick in your mouth. So I would say using hands has been encouraged during head.
Not Mandy giving a tutorial.
Two-handed bitch, tutorial.
You know what? I do that, bitch.
The two-handed salt, tutorial.
The salt shaker. That's another one. The salt shaker.
So best tip you've ever gotten from a woman?
First off, I don't need tips because, bitch, I does what it does. I just
told. Do you know I felt like she was going to do that? I'm really just the best that like I've ever had.
No, I'll be honest with you. Clearly, because I'm a woman who likes long nails, the encouragement to either round them out like this, coffin nails and pointy nails are not...
Not coffin like I'm doing.
Coffin shaped are not ideal nail shapes when fingering a woman. Almond and round shapes just are a lot better. The edges aren't sharp and they're not really going to scratch.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just keeping them low also helps. Mm. So to me, if you're going to be fingering anywhere, the Buddha hole, even the motherfucking pussy, whatever, round shape or oval shaped or almond shaped.
Is that why yours are round?
Kind of. Not really. I mean,
never know what'll happen.
Well, no. Also, I'm still talking to my ex and he hates my long ghetto Bronx nails.
Girl, I'm not you fucking doing your nails.
This is even his favorite color. Like,
I have a question. Speaking of ex, do you still go to the sex club even though you guys aren't together? Does it feel...
I haven't been. I did actually, no. I went to a high protocol dinner, which was really nice.
What's that?
What is a high protocol dinner?
So I went with... when you guys listened to the Sir Marvelous episode, he was doing a live demonstration. It was beautiful. I want to get the burlesque dancer in here, but it was actually really, really, really dope. So it was a really high end dinner. Everyone wore like gowns and tuxedos. Cute. Everyone was really dressed up, and pretty much you had big letters and little letters. All of the big letters, which would be like the doms, the masters, they all sat at the table and were served by the subs, the little letters.
What?
So literally there
was... Why do they call it letters?
Like, just because big letter, little letter. I don't know. Like, so sub, slave, anything that you would consider a submissive was a little letter. The big letters were the doms, the masters, and all of that. And so when we sat at the table, all of the subs were called in and they waited on you all night. They had already ate upstairs before we had even gotten
there. What's this restaurant?
It wasn't a restaurant. It was a Limitless Lux, I believe, threw it on. Shout out to Limitless Lux. It was just wonderfully done.
That's interesting.
And so pretty much if you wanted to eat, if you wanted a drink, your sub stood behind you. They all had like lingerie. I actually had the only male sub there. And it got me into thinking if I ever really want a sub. So literally, he wore a collar, a cardigan, and then like a jock strap.
Nice.
And he stood there and I was like, can you go get me another drink? And he would go and get me another drink. As we were eating our meals, the main master was like, they knew like certain hand signals and they all stood at attention and then like walked out of the dining room.
Wonder if they were getting turned on.
It was really... Well,
probably.
Well, during the dinner, there was a burlesque performer That was amazing. And then once dinner and dessert were served, then Sir Marvelous did his really intimate scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he did the fire play. He did kind of what you guys may have seen at the DC live show, except he ended up tying her to a cross. So her arms were up while he flogged
her. Not the Lord.
Yes. Well, it wasn't this type of cross. It was like an X. But it's called a something cross. There we go. It's called a St. John's cross, but it's not really a cross. And then leading into the play party, he actually fisted her and made her squirt with the fire. So it got really intense.
Huh?
And that was my first time watching fisting
around
live.
The food?
No, the food was already gone.
Around the food.
The food was gone. I literally said after dinner, after dessert, right before the play party.
I just want to know if you was at the plate still.
No. Was
it like a mystery
table,
dinner?
The table had been completely removed. Okay. It wasn't a mystery dinner. You got to select if you wanted beef or fish. So it was steak and fish served.
Ooh, what kind of fish?
Before going white fish.
Because you
know.
Can't have it be too stank at a sex party.
It was good. It was like roasted potatoes. Ooh. And like I said, they had a cocktail hour. Mel, who came and did our pegging episode, he was the bartender. Nice. He's a part of throwing the event together. Shout out to Ropes by Coco. She also assisted in putting on. She sat by me, so we shared the sub together.
That's cool.
At the dinner table. And it was just really, really, really well put together. They had it in an Airbnb. So it... like there was a whole backyard. It was just
beautifully done. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can imagine how much it took to put on. Like there were live performers.
How much was it?
Cocktail hour.
Is it ticketed?
It is ticketed. Nice. So they limit you and you put if you're a big letter or a little letter. So the little letters had to get there 2 hours before all the big letters to know like what the rules were.
Can you imagine paying for an event and you got to serve niggas?
No. That's what you sign up for in BDSM. Like they loved it. And what's even crazy is the little letters weren't allowed to look at the big letters. So when we were walking, they couldn't have eye contact with you. So some of them were like,
so they didn't eat?
They didn't eat with us. No, they served us before dinner. So they served us. It was just really...
Go get your own food.
They just ate upstairs before the big letters had even arrived. And it was really in a realm of BDSM where I'm like,
It was all black.
There was maybe only two couples at the table. Otherwise, you had the big letters and little letters. So some of them came as couples, but there were a lot of just little letters that were serving couples as well. It was all black. Like I said, everyone was dressed so beautifully.
What'd you wear?
Bitch, so I didn't get the memo that they was wearing gowns. So this was my first time coming. So thank God I saw the invite and knew it was all black. I wore an all black just bodysuit. With heels. Like, so I still was like kind of cute. But when I saw bitches with like gowns, I said, oh bitch,
y'all going to prom and I'm going to Scarlet.
But also it was some of the most like just beautiful black people too. Like everyone that was there was like, oh wow, this is going to turn into even like a play part. Everyone was just really attractive.
Out of pure curiosity, the little letters.
Yes.
Were they primarily male, female?
No, there was only one little letter male, which I would love to see more of. And he actually did reach out and was like, I would love to serve you.
I told my ex about it.
And I'm like, it's weird because I know I've been dom in a way of like making niggas my bitches. Yes. You know what I mean? And pegging and dominating in a sexual way.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so crazy because I don't know if I would be aroused by just doming a man.
He wants to do laundry and stuff?
Like probably tell him to clean my house. Tell him to massage my feet.
I'm serious.
No, that's
serious?
What they do.
Yeah.
He would come over and if I say, fold my laundry.
Whoa.
Yes, yes, master. Like, and he's down to serve fashion. He's actually like 6'4". He had a nice body. Dark skin. Like to where if I saw him outside.
Dude, let me get him.
I'll send you his page.
That's, for real. Like, that's really cool.
Like
I already paid for an assistant and honestly, she's great, but like I can't have her do anything that's like fucked up because I like
her. Yeah, and he definitely wants to be like just subbed and like
that's really
I don't
cool.
think he wants to be humiliated or degraded, but he wants to serve.
Yeah.
And he literally and I was like, serve me, nigga. I don't know. And I even asked my ex, I said, What would I want? What would I ask for? Cause he's had a slave before. And it just got too slavey for him to where he was like, this ain't even...
Ooh, what's too slavey?
I don't know. I think she really wanted like the dynamics of like, she can't turn on the light. She can't speak without getting permission.
Slavery.
Whoa. Like, yeah. And it was just like, okay, Django. I don't know if this turns me on.
Did you just say Django?
He did just, yeah, she did just say Django.
See what I'm saying? She said real slavey. What the fuck? I tried to think of the most slavey shit I could, and Django came to mind in the moment.
Mm. Okay, what, so yeah.
Cancel me because I brought up a fucking movie.
So yeah, that was my tip
for women.
For women. What about you?
My best one actually came from Venus, and it was all about eyes. Like, I think, and then we talked about like hooking up obviously on her episode, but she, I remember her like pulling my face up and like, I mean, clearly I was eating pussy, but yeah, like she was telling me to look at her a lot. And I don't know if she was saying it or if she was directing me with her hands. I can't really remember, but I just remember that. And I think that a lot of times, sometimes I get so nervous where I won't look at someone, but it's not like it's, one, looking can be very, very deep and like you can really connect with someone, but also looking at them can really be nasty and could turn you on.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not going to lie. Like, and I'm not a head person, but like now when I get head, I want you to look up at me while you eat my pussy.
Hmm.
Like, I do like, and be, also because my favorite position is from the back, there's not many times I look into the eyes of my partners. Like, I like it from the back and I'm not turning back, look at you like the shit. My neck hurt. Now I got a crook in my neck. So like, if you're down there eating my pussy and I know I can visibly look at you and you can look up, then yes, that's probably one of the only times that we can look at each other.
I honestly was very scared of eye contact because I'm so emo that I thought eye contact meant I'm going to be in love with you.
Mm. You be in love with everybody you have sex with, no?
I know, but sometimes I try not to. You know what I'm saying? But now I've learned that it's actually something that could turn someone on.
Mm.
So, horrible decision for this week, all about porn. Wanted to bring up a few things I found interesting from the book that I read. This one I thought was like, what the fuck? People who view porn regularly are less likely to get married than those who don't.
Oh.
Researchers. One
okay,
moment.
There you go.
Researchers suggest that this may be because consumers see porn as a substitute for sexual gratification in a relationship, according to a 2016 study from the Eastern Economic Journal. That to me was fucking wild. But also, porn has kept me from like going out and meeting niggas.
Yeah.
Like I'll masturbate and watch porn and be like, oh, I'm done.
I'll think I really want some dick and then I'll just masturbate and be like, I'm so glad I didn't have nobody in my house.
I know.
Like, I'll be so like, thank God I didn't pick up my phone and really invite that nigga over because now I'm good. And now let me just go back to watching Housewives. Like, yeah, like I'm either gonna masturbate and go to sleep, or I'm gonna masturbate and get excited to watch TV.
Bro, it's so funny how like my masturbation routine, if I'm like being totally honest, there's times where I'm like feeling really sexy and other times where I'm just like, I just need to get this out. I masturbated the other day and was like talking nasty and like having really crazy thoughts. Like I'd be talking out loud like, oh yeah, daddy. I come and then I was like, oh my God, what am I going to watch?
I have a new thing now. I have a new thing. When I watch people like during porn, it's like I just like to tell them how nasty they are.
Oh, okay.
That's literally what gets me out. I'd be like, y'all are so nasty. Like, while I am rubbing my pussy, I just be like, damn.
I don't know why.
Y'all some nasty niggas.
That's like you're
I just, because I watch it, but the way I enjoy porn, I do like to envision that they are doing that in front of me. Like, bitch, it just be dicks.
No, like I pick a person.
No, it'd be dicks.
I'd pick
it'd
a
be
dick.
Two. It'd be two dicks.
I pick dicks.
I can't imagine being one of them because I don't know what it feel like to really be rammed like
you
that.
You peg.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I do, but to me, when I'm watching gay porn, like, to me, I imagine them putting on a show for me. And I think maybe that comes from the sex club. Like, there's so many times, like, me and my partner have gone to the sex club.
Or we're voyeurs.
And we just watch.
If you had to guess how many hours you've put in.
At the sex club, do you know? Shout out to
you've
Daniel.
You've slept there sometimes.
We've slept there. We woke up and ate breakfast with Daniel.
That's
like, lit. Like, I have been there late night. I don't know how many hours. Because when we go, we'll probably go around midnight. And mind you, when we leave, it's sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do you think you've put in more hours?
And all the sex clubs that I do go to outside of NSFW, but normally the play area, there's that, that like there's a curtain away from the window. The other sex club that I go to in Brooklyn, there are literally no windows. So you get lost in what time it is, especially because, bitch, I be on shrooms. I done had Molly. Like, I be drinking and everyone is just so friendly. Like, I've been in this sex
Not
club.
Not them being friendly.
The niggas are so friendly.
Can I just say, and whenever people go to sex clubs, like, for real, I don't know if you've ever, when anyone's listening, met someone that's frequent in the lifestyle. The first
Bro,
thing
we
to
all
say
know each other.
Is everyone's so nice.
No, but everyone you know is, everyone
sounds
is
like it's giving cult.
No, everyone is respectful. Everyone is kind of there to just enjoy themselves. When you're really in the lifestyle and it's not like I said, when I went to Trapeze in Atlanta, you could tell people were there for the first time. The way the men were like just overly aggressive, the way just the dress code, clearly I told you there was a smell in a room. Up here, I've never had that experience here. And so when people are really in there, like, mind you, we be going, my ex was dapping niggas up. I was giving hugs. Like, you see a lot of the same people every time. Yeah, like, it's like, what's up, man?
You're...
Like, how is everything? How's the family? And then now we're all sucking dick after we receive the consent speech.
Isn't that fun? Who it's got crazy. The kids tonight? All right.
No, it is. It's crazy like that. So, but yeah. You talking about porn? Are we talking about porn? What else were we talking about?
I just got a nasty text. I'm sorry.
Oh, because you really in your phone. I'm like,
I
know the outline didn't just make you smile.
I'm not gonna lie, I just had a flashback like 2 minutes ago.
Are you serious? What was yours?
A flashback of what?
This morning.
Oh, you just got your dick sucked this morning?
Yeah.
Not stumble in. Thank you, Eddie.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Who you met there? You met somebody there last night?
No, it was me and my girl. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot you is. You do.
Yeah.
Damn, my bad. And I just be telling bitches to go slide in your DM. Yeah. Sorry, Eddie girlfriend.
But yeah.
Well,
I was like,
was she okay that I gave you a scalp
massage? This is our life and she needs to deal with it. Yeah. Okay.
She's cool. She likes you guys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
All right.
Was she backstage at our show?
Yeah. I feel like I met her, right?
No. She didn't come this time.
But yeah. I've met her before.
She came to Caroline's or something?
No. That was another girlfriend.
Oh. Oops. Okay. We're staying too much. Get back to the outline.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah. But Eden does
it. Now she's not going to feel special because apparently you bring all the girls to the horrible decision.
Wow. That's his job.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. That part.
You know, bring your girl to work. It's like a Christmas party. By the way, we're supposed to be having a Christmas party for the studio. And
when is that going to happen?
I don't fucking know when it's going to happen, but I was thinking if...
I haven't drank with Mandy yet, and I'm kind of upset about that.
Hold on. First of all, we ain't paying for clients.
Didn't you drink with me at the New York show? I made shots for everybody. I killed 2 bottles.
No. No.
You didn't get a shot of Jameson with me?
Mandy, where does your alcohol go?
Yeah, because I killed 3 bottles in D.C., a bottle of Tito's, a bottle of vodka, and a bottle of Hennessy White.
My bottle, and she goes, I took your, okay.
And I took hers and brought it home.
But no, like, how do you, for real? Like,
I don't know. Patrons came and drunk with me. And I mean, mind y'all, I really am 5'1". People really think I'm shorter than that when they meet me. And the way I drink, I keep up with, like, maybe because I like party with athletes for so long and them niggas tall as fuck. And I used to just always keep up with them. I don't know, but I drink a lot. It's really the secret is club soda. It's really the sugar that fucks you up with liquor.
You don't drink water in between?
Oh, and I drink water like a motherfucker.
Good.
But vodka soda lime is my shit.
Yeah.
If I drink tequila, it's tequila soda.
This is like just me observing. When you're drinking like that, I think the entire time I've known you, you get in waves of fucked up. You've like... Maybe you.
But it also depends how much I ate
for like
that day.
10 minutes, and then suddenly it's gone, and she's like, "Oh, time to re up."
Oh yeah, like
you were drunk as fuck before we got on stage in DC, and it went away.
Yeah, because I was drunk because I got there early, and the venue was a fucking shit show. So I was stressed. Like, I was fucking stressed.
Not them not having Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Oh, not only do they not have Wi-Fi. I asked specifically about furniture. I asked specifically about a headset microphone. I asked specifically for a lot of things. I got there and they were like, no, we were communicating with people in New York the whole time until the night before the
show. They're contracting. Wow. So it wasn't even like we could have prevented it.
Then I got there. It was my favorite venue up until they don't have a kitchen anymore. So literally it was set up chairs. I hate set up chairs. Like, even when Weezy and I were putting on our own shows, I don't want chairs just set up.
What set up chairs?
Like
they just foldable chairs.
Chairs. I hate it. I want people to either be able to enjoy, like, dinner and a movie or, like, theaters. Mm. I don't want you to just have to place chairs on an open dance floor.
I hate it. I disagree. It looked really nice the way they had. I mean, I know they were foldable chairs, but the way that the theater is, there might be a concert. So they can't have theater seating.
I get that.
You know what I mean? But I wasn't mad at how that setup was because a part of me kind of enjoys everybody having to focus one way. I will say the best feedback I received the entire tour was from people that sit in the front or VIP always have the best experience, and it's because they can see everything. Brianda told me we should hook up a camera because, you know, those side screens. Mm-hmm. She's like, for people that can't see or have obstructed views, there should be a camera on something so they can watch.
Okay, Miss Budget.
All it is no, a that camera dude plugged into the screen.
They charge a grip
to record.
But I Googled it for like our LA show. Mm-hmm. It's like $600.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, yeah, like, but to
I mean,
do that,
is a lot.
But for the,
to do that,
the venue got to do it.
No, but no, you gotta pay. No, like, yeah, gotta no, pay. Like, literally, there was an area because our VIPs in New York, I mean, in DC, it was a sold out show. Mm-hmm. So everyone that was on the comp list, they were like, we could try to squeeze some chairs, but they all have to stand up. So that's why it was only standing room for our comps. So we had over 20 people just walking around the venue.
I mean, fuck it.
And there was a whole area, side stage, where there was a TV. And we were like, I think Asante or Vinny were like, oh, well, they can just watch the show from here. And the motherfucker looked like, they were like, oh, y'all are bringing a camera crew? Like, you have to bring all of that to the venue, and then they will charge you if you're, like, there's other like fees.
You pay
if
you, for having
you, you pay to record
if
your show.
If they pay us, can they not just do it?
No.
If I ask for vodka, they bring it?
Yeah, but that comes out of the budget then. So how you like a really nice payout at the end, that shit will get cut if it costs more for the show. Like, yeah, like, yeah.
All right, well, my bad. I tried to hype it up just by VIP.
Yeah, no.
And by the way, everybody has a good time. I just was asking people, like, what would elevate the show for you? And it's not us. It's when we, like, bring someone up and maybe they'll turn. And if you're to the side, maybe you can't see. But, like, generally, any show, like, you have a decent view of us. I think in any seat.
Yeah.
It's really for, like, the little shit that's going on. Like, I got my titties licked at the show in D.C. Someone would have maybe wanted to see that from the side and they couldn't.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to see it at all because both you had your nipples licked by.
It wasn't my nipple.
Not your nipple.
It was
your cleavage.
Top
you had your cleavage licked on by two people. So both of those people obstructed you anyways.
The fuck?
Like, there was no way to see. And then, yeah, so if you want them to see it, a camera person would have had to be on stage recording it. Like,
first of all, it was my homeboy and his girl. Shout out to Juan and Alicia. They were in the front and I really wanted a couple to come up and do one of the things that we were doing during the show because I was like, oh, it'll be fun. Like, and then I didn't even bring up titty. We
I
did
think
do a tiebreaker. She did.
I think I was just like, y'all should lick it off of her.
Yo, I swear you did some shit like that in New York.
What'd I do in New York?
But I swear.
To me?
Yeah. She's like, you guys should get on Wheezy. I was like, oh.
Well, no, she did it to me in D.C.
Oh, the dance.
In D.C., she's like, yeah, let's see how you throw your ass back in doggy style.
You made me do
and
it,
too. I had to throw my ass back on her. And I'm like, Wheezy, I don't want to just show everyone how to throw my ass back in doggy style. Then my whole titty popped out. So they really got something in the front row. They saw a whole goddamn titty. They did not pay enough to see my titty.
You know what the front row really gets? That was the titty I sucked that had breast milk in it. It's always a good time in the front.
All right.
Anyway, back to porn. So, obviously many people turn to porn to cope with negative emotions like loneliness, grief, but research shows that porn actually is associating with an increase in loneliness, an increase in lower self-esteem, and negative body image.
We've talked about that before on the pod.
And another one that I thought was dope was, not dope, but interesting. Pornography has shown to increase marital infidelity by 300%.
That's not surprising, especially because say you're watching things in porn that your wife or husband are like a hard no. Or you are looking at people who look different than maybe your partner. So
you don't throw that ass in a circle.
No, so that's what I'm saying.
But Misty Sky does.
Damn. So now you want to see what that is like.
I too want some ebony pussy.
Wow.
And maybe you're dating a whole white woman.
Can I say that whenever I want to find, like, black girl porn, I hate that I have to type in ebony.
That is kind of black.
I know.
I mean,
it's annoying.
I again, love the word ebony.
I just put black.
And again, I put Latina often.
We go to our own kind.
I definitely don't do Spanish.
Y'all
search up Spanish,
but I stopped saying that. I now say Latina.
Why would I look up Spanish?
Do you do Latina?
They from Spain. They look white.
Yeah,
you don't type in Latina sometimes?
I don't watch Latina porn at all.
Oh, I switch it up, girl. Oh.
No. Black.
Sometimes I don't like the shit in English. I like a little Brazilian.
Black gay thugs.
Nice.
And then when I want it to be more sensual, I use Ebony.
That sounds like a great movie.
Ebony gay thugs?
Ebony. No, I leave off the thugs. It's just Ebony gay. Ebony.
when do you feel like you want the thugs? Like, when does that, like...
When I... Because, so, I don't like watching twinks. Like, I don't like feminine presenting men.
Okay.
So, I type in thugs when I want the nigga to be tatted or with some dreads or, like, real muscular and masculine. Like, and I like two masculine men. I don't like when I get into the porn and now maybe the man has his fingernails
painted. She wants two tops that looks like one slipped in.
Yes.
It's like, who the fuck who?
I like verse. I like watching verse men, too. So, I don't like the twinks. I don't like seeing really small, petite men either. So, that's why I type in thugs because it's...
If Mandy could construct her own porn category, it would be NBA.
Oh, I'd be looking for the tall niggas. I wish they looked more like
NBA. Do you ever search up,
like a Tinder filter? Tall?
No, I never search tall, actually.
I feel like there's certain adjectives like we could be using.
Let me see. I don't... I would say...
I actually don't use tall. Yeah.
I've never typed that in, even though I would like to see it. Tall gay.
I love when I can tell they're tall.
Oh, wow. Guess what's the first thing that came up when I typed in the word tall? Tall girl, short guy.
Oh, that's not surprising. That doesn't surprise
tall
me.
Tall girl, big ass.
I mean, oh, well.
See, when you look up tall black, it's just BBC, really.
Tall redhead gets caught.
Oh, wait. Tall black gay thugs.
Ah! Oh,
it's there.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite ones.
The light skin one.
Hold on. What is
sorry, Wolf.
Name?
I'm sorry.
I'll be watching him.
The light skin dreadhead?
The light skin dreadhead. He does a lot.
Hey, click on it.
He does a lot of shoots. I really like
girl,
him.
Not a biracial
really
girl.
All right. Not the. Can we not have the speaker on while you're.
What do you mean not
Rasta
have the speaker
Rasta fucking
on?
Is best when
not
it's with a big
on. That's
Rasta
the point.
Dick. That's what this is.
Turn the speaker
damn,
on.
Damn, what is his name? Thug I can't remember his name.
Thugseduction.net.
No.
There you go. Maybe
turn the speaker on, for
they
real.
Have really good...
Oh,
no. We don't need to have
what
this speaker
mean?
On.
He's just jerking off. It's quiet.
That's
you
point.
Can't hear sucking
we need
really.
To hear the shark. Yes, you can hear...
Okay. Yeah, but not this. See, the audio, you hear more of the fan in the background.
That's because the other dude's not really...
That is a big old...
The other guy's a twin.
Samson! That's his name. Sorry.
Samson.
Yeah,
Samson.
As a straight man who's very confident in his sexuality.
Go to the middle. Let's get some more noise in here.
Bothersome.
It's a lot.
Yeah, no. See, I don't like all the like. There's too much dick sucking. Why are we already?
He looks high.
Why are we 8 minutes into dick sucking?
He looked
like a nigga from Miami, and he got tats on his face.
It sounds like he eats spaghetti.
He does sound like, and that is not skinny enough to sound like spaghetti.
That is not spaghetti.
All right, you could turn this off, like. Now I'm going to call HR. I know we come in here to talk about sex.
What the fuck?
I don't want to watch this at work.
Wow.
Like, you rewatch this shit shark.
This is bothering me. I don't like that we listen to sharks.
Is it because you're getting turned on?
No, this is just not what I want to do while I'm at work.
She's getting turned
on. Take it off of the screen edit.
Okay, sorry.
Damn.
Not Mandy being uncomfortable at thug seduction.
Because we have Eden and Wolf in the room.
Right
too,
before
man.
She goes, I don't want, Samson.
Like, his name is Samson.
Nigga, shut up. Mandy's uncomfortable because
I just don't want to watch
you
that.
You ain't saying
well,
nothing
you know,
when
you
the fucking
up,
when the
what?
Dude came out with a jock strap on our show.
Who did that?
Oh, the demo. The pegging demo.
It was a live performance.
I mean, that was a live
This is not a live performance. We're recording this. In, like, no, I don't want to watch it on. No.
At least now you can, you can search up tall.
Thank you, Eden.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
See, he was down for it and you were.
Branding.
Who does horrible decisions? Let's switch. Get on the couch, Eden. Amanda, you go push some buttons. Okay. So these are some of the most extreme shoots that porn stars have ever done. Oops, sorry. All right. This one is fucking hilarious to me because of the name. One of the most memorable scenes I've ever shot for was a private custom video. It was a lesbian pie throwing, splashing. Or splooshing three-way, the Three Stooges.
Wait, pie throwing? Is it real pies or pie? Like
I think it's real pies. The price was right, and it was lesbian. I couldn't turn down such a unique offer. Two female performers and I met up with the guy and his long-term girlfriend in their gated community. We spent the afternoon making pies with custard and various berry fillings in a rec room they had rented for the day. He had hoarded the pie filling and the crust for months, buying them piece by piece because he didn't want unwanted attention by buying them in bulk. Nigga, how guilty you gotta be? If I saw somebody...
No, they probably should have just waited to film this around Thanksgiving. Nothing is unsuspecting
about pie filling. I would never think if someone fucking bought 100 pies that they were using it for porn.
Right, I would think it was like a pie bake. Like, yeah, you know, like when they... Like a, either a pie
donating
off or like
a mission. Pie eating contest.
Yeah, like I, if a nigga was in the fucking grocery store at 100 pie crust, not anything in my nasty freaky mind would think, oh, you about this to do some nasty kinky shit.
You're about to fuck though. That pie.
Like I would not have thought that.
That's a little suspicious though.
Not him pie hoarding crust? It.
You would think
for
it was
months.
For sex. I would just be like, oh, he's giving away to the homeless.
Pie crusts.
If I saw 100. I don't know, nigga. Anyway, I wouldn't think dick and sucking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have thought that.
And I wouldn't have thought
so
the
all the furniture
either,
was
can't
covered in plastic
the
sheets. They had over 80 pies locked and loaded. We tried to make out in fucking various positions, but they were constantly disturbed by the barrage of flying pies. I had custard everywhere, and I'm pretty sure they didn't get the deposit back on the rental space. It was highly comical and really slippery, and it was literally his total kink. It was impossible to maintain a sexy vibe because we kept slipping off the furniture.
Okay,
and the biggest concern was not getting the sugary filling in our vaginas because God knows what kind of yeast infection
that
we would have had. I do remember washing pie from my ears, though.
It is crazy. I'm not sure the exact kink for this, but I would assume it. This would go under the kink where you like to make a mess or you like to see your partner disheveled. Because being covered in food and pie, that's messy. Kind of like how we
but
know people
pie
like...
is specific.
Yeah, but I mean, but... They said the custard fillings, which probably emulated semen, and then the
but not you getting paid and you got to bake the shit too. Like, can I just show up to the scene with shit sit? Anyway, next one. For this scene, I was asked if I wanted to fuck a friend of mine that I had been flirting for a while, but there was a catch.
Okay, what's the catch?
The catch is, what kind of nail shape were you talking about?
Almond.
Almond or round.
What's
like,
another
that's
one?
Good. Coffin.
Pointy. It would be in a coffin buried underground for 15
nope.
minutes.
Nope.
And there would be a night vision camera projecting it on a wall outside. Despite wow. being nah. absolutely petrified of small spaces, I actually agreed. That's how bad he wanted to fuck this crush. It was definitely a memorable experience. I'm glad I did it. I will say
it was memorable because you'll never get asked to do that again. And this is probably the first time you've been asked. I told you I used to love doing things to niggas for the first time. Because now I know they always going to remember me.
But I can't believe, I don't know how they got the shit underground. I really want more detail. But anyway, it says a memorable experience. Glad they did it. And that satin lined coffins are not ideal for strap-on sex because you slip on them.
So I'm not going to lie. I went to a haunted house maybe a few years ago for Halloween. And
oh, you and Crystal?
Yeah. And the very last part of it was getting into...
Oh, you go through it.
You
yes,
get,
I know what you're talking
that.
About.
And you get into a coffin and you could agree to do it or you
it's
don't.
It's like a slide.
It's a slide, yeah. Yes. So a lot of people like say no. And so it's like, oh, you didn't do the whole haunted house. And because claustrophobia is a real fear for a lot of people. And I was like, okay, I'll get into it if I have to, because you had to be in there for a certain amount of time.
The top was closed?
They close it.
Oh, I couldn't.
They literally spin you around once or twice and then say, and then they let you out. Yeah. But they trick you into... You have to be in this coffin and this is the final part of the haunted house. And literally, I was like, okay, I was just going to do it. And they spin you around once and you get out and they're like, congratulations, you completed the haunted house. But a lot of people get to that point of the coffin and are like,
I don't want to
nope,
experience
nope,
being a coffin.
That, yeah. I'm exiting. There's literally an exit. You choose to go into the coffin or go into the exit. Literally one of the best haunted houses I've ever been to. And it was here in New York.
Damn, I forgot what it was called. It was very interactive.
Very interactive. Right? Like, you have to crawl.
Really good.
At one point, you go down a slide. The best haunted house. And it actually was, like, scary.
You got to crawl.
You have to crawl. Yeah. And you think you're going with your friend. Oh, bitch, they separate you. At one point.
So oh, hell no.
It's not even like you're just walking steadily behind someone.
Right.
You literally wait in line. And they make sure that you're only
you know
in the haunted house
reminds
with your
me
friend.
Of? Anyone, please, this is one of my favorite experiences in New York. I talk about it all the time. Valentine's Day is coming up. You got to do it. The Macbeth Hotel the McKitterick Hotel. I think the play is Macbeth. It is an interactive play. I don't know if they still do it with COVID. I think you just have to have a mask on your mouth. But anyway, you always wear a mask during the play. you do get separated from your partner. Different people pull you into different rooms during the play. You walk into different rooms and watch different scenes of Macbeth. It is fucking amazing. I highly recommend it. It is 100% worth the money. Anyway, next one. My craziest scene had me using a long prosthetic penis. I had a 3-foot ejaculating penis attached to my body with a harness. And there is a tube to apply pressure to the ejaculation device of the director's invention. They shot a few scenes with two women, a solo scene, and then a scene with real life boyfriend. Having to place emotion and feeling into a prosthetic penis to make it really look simulated was so challenging, especially while penetrating my scene partners. Not only was the extraordinary size unnerving, but to convincingly act like I could feel my gigantic penis being stimulated really threw me for a loop. I've seen this because I always Google cum shots and bukkake, and I've seen like these
you
weird
could tell
dicks.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen
you've seen those? It's so weird.
It's the
weirdest
thing.
Why are you coming across that, Eden?
If you type in cum shots, it
cum
comes
shots,
up.
Yeah, and like facials.
It's so weird.
But then it's like, so it's a prosthetic dick that they fill up with fake cum?
Yeah, it's so weird because then it's like even the cum, it's like a lot of cum.
It's like they're like drenched.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it looks like you got slimed.
Yeah.
And so it's like POV where you see just the dick shooting.
No,
come out.
Oh, I've never seen that. It's more like it's you know they'll act like it's real and shit.
Oh,
and then next thing you know, they're just like covered in cum.
Covered in cum.
And then you see that. And, well, when I see it, I'm kind of like, oh.
I mean, I've probably typed in cum covered. That's probably why.
I don't know the exact amount, and when I get the amount of ounces, I'll let you know. But there's only a certain amount of cum I like visibly seeing. When it's a lot.
When I find out the amount of ounces, I'll let you know. And maybe let us know. How
I know.
The
I'm
fuck
gonna
you
figure
would come
it out.
To that conclusion?
I don't
honey.
Know, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Like
what
the 3 ounces.
I'm gonna come here with some real numbers.
Not Mandy but, getting a fucking test tube.
Yeah, but I really don't like a whole lot of cum, but I don't like a little bit of cum.
Can
either.
Someone
like,
Amazon a Petri dish to WTF Media Studios at 265 Canal
no,
Street,
Petri,
Suite 515?
No, I want
get something to measure cum because I need Mandy to tell us. When I find out, I'll let you know.
I will. Research purposes.
I'm talking about like, it was like this much of cum.
That's what I'm saying. That's gross.
Yeah, he was holding up a Dunkin'
no,
Donuts.
Yeah. But even like when like a nigga done came on my titties or on my back, when I'm like, nigga, you still coming? Then I know it's a lot. Like, I don't want to feel like you just pissed on
like
my back.
Pumps and
like,
pumps
yeah,
and pumps
like and when it really be shooting out, I'd be like, ah, take it off, take it off. But like when it's a good amount, I'd be like, that was cute.
Oh no! Not you! Oh no! No! No!
No!
Not
I like
that.
You,
she'll,
like
she'll let you guys know the amount soon. Got
yeah,
it.
I like a cute amount of cum, not an extra amount of cum.
Love
cute
a cute
amount
of cum. All right, let's go to the fucking home mail, man. The home mail is some fan mail for Mandy.
Oh Lord!
Wow.
First, I just want to say how much I love y'all's podcast. Oh. I've been listening to y'all for a few years now, and I fuck with y'all so much. I don't know why.
Why are you reading it like this?
Because
they a fan of me. They just got to sound like that. I don't like that you doing this. Rude. Ain't it rude? Why my fans got to sound like this? You what, see what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so change it up. Give it an accent. Go.
You know, damn.
No.
Come on.
It's not fun anymore.
You're so good at accent.
I just don't like being made fun of.
All right, then.
Go ahead,
even
girl.
Even making fun of you.
Yeah, right. Wow.
This message is specifically for Mandy. I actually found y'all's podcast through a cast member, Medina, on one of the shows I produce. I'm forever grateful to her for putting me on. Girl, I feel bad. She got a podcast.
Shout out to Medina.
She was like, whatever.
Shout
fuck Medina.
Dirty
fuck cocktails.
Dirty
fuck horrible. This is for Mandy. Well, I am sure you've gotten many of these messages recently with that episode of Rory and Maul where you shared your relationship and breakup. The fact that you were so transparent about reinforcing boundaries, specifically in a relationship that lives in a gray area, moved me to tears. I'm a sap, so don't laugh. As a listener, sometimes it feels like we know you because we literally listen to the entire transition of your life. So to hear you experience a breakup that sucked, I was so amazed to see how you were navigating it. Thank you. Your story reinforces the idea that we can have it all and challenges the scam that most women are taught since little girls that we have to settle. I am praying for you, and I know you already know this, but your person is coming.
Yeah, it's funny. I appreciate that because my friends said the same thing. They feel as though that maybe he didn't even think I would have ever had, I guess, the guts to just break it off because yeah. I was so thrilled and
gall.
So in love that I don't think that he thought I had it in me to leave or to walk away or to demand something. And right. I think, to be honest, when a lot of us when women are with men that we really love and we don't want to see go, right, setting those boundaries or walking away becomes harder for us than anything. And I'm just like, well, I know how good he is to me and how dope this relationship has been, that if I don't set boundaries now, that I'm going to end up hating him later. And to me, just being able to demand what I want. And like I said, in one of the last episodes of last year, boundary setting has been probably the most beneficial things in therapy I've set forth, because I realized that my boundaries are not for anybody but myself. Mm-hmm. And so my boundaries in that relationship weren't even for the both of us. That boundary was for me. The boundaries that I set in work are for me. The boundaries that I set in my relationship are for me. Weezy and I have battled a little bit with what my boundaries have to be for me. And so realizing really what your boundaries are and sticking to them just allow you to show up as a better person. And it's now letting him know that if he wants me back, there has to be change that happens. And even seeing him trying to make the effort to see what it is that he needs to do to change in order for us to be back together. Like, it's appreciative. Like, if a man wants you and you set this boundary and he knows he has the potential to lose you and he does lose you, if he really wants you, he'll find a way to show up the way that he needs to.
I just said that this weekend.
Did you?
To like two different women who were literally, shit you not, crying for these guys, apparently, that they were like not stepping forward for them. Mm. Like, they were just leaving them. I'm like, look, and I know this from personal experience. As a man, if you want a woman in your life, you'll make it happen.
You'll make it happen.
Undoubtedly.
You'll make the adjustments. And I didn't, it's crazy because he expressed it to me. He's like, I see a different strength in you than I ever have before. And not only walking away, but being okay with my decision.
Right.
Knowing that I've cried plenty of times because I don't know how many times we broke up now, but we've gotten back together. And he didn't believe that I would have the power to ever walk away. And I don't think I believed I had the power to walk away because I just saw
it got a hold.
I felt as though we would be together forever. When I would lay up with him, I saw him with me forever. And in that split instance, I'm like, if I see myself with you forever, you have to know right now this isn't working.
Well, let's clap it up for boundaries. New year, new me.
Set your boundaries in 2022, honey.
Like, that's right.
Set them. And also, if someone wasn't able to show up for you how you needed them to show up for last year, this is the time where walk away. Walk away and let them reevaluate and let them miss you. It's okay to like kind of step away and and either go out and see if someone else is willing to show up in that way for you, or just making sure this person is really who you want and need. And you walking away allows that person to also see that same thing. So I did read that that email, and it was very heartfelt. And I appreciate
it. Was really
that.
Sweet. And I also like saying that, like, the transition.
Because I didn't want to talk about it. And I think people picked up on it that I didn't want to talk about it. And they did get it out of me. And just expressing that.
I guess that's why it was a bit surprising, because, I mean, that is a very personal thing of your end. Even though you were, like, as much as you really displayed out the best of times, you really showed the hardship.
It's not easy to me. It's not easy to talk about how someone's disappointed you when you hype them up.
Right.
But like, to me, that's also, but to me, it's reality. Like, and I think that that's where I did appreciate sharing it, because it was a conversation that me and him had. Like, we now don't view each other as perfect, which is great, because.
What does he think about you talking about what happened on?
I mean, I told him I talked about it on that specific episode. Again, he doesn't like that I share a lot of things I shared, but even when I shared that, we weren't talking. So I really thought, like, whatever, our relationship is done. I'm out. I'm ready to date. I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
And so when we did get back into talking as often, I let him know, like, I shared it on the pod. Sorry, but it's out there.
Was he pissed?
No. Did it.
I mean, that's the thing, though. We've had a lot of talks about that. And again, like, we receive, we communicate. We have different definitions to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so that's where a lot of it, not only miscommunication, but a different handling in my feelings and his feelings. And we've just, you know, talked those things out. But like I said, like, it's important for me right now to be alone.
Yeah.
And I'll get back with him if I choose that it's right for me. But I have a lot of things I'm working through in therapy as well that are really coming out. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I'll have therapy and it'll be something that he's noticed. Oh. And it's like, so I don't even tell him what I talk about in therapy, but I'm like, nigga, I just hit this with my therapist. And so there's a lot of things that we're
not
learning
them both
other.
Being able to get paid the same rate.
No, don't do that.
Bruh.
No, but he does. He literally hits on things that I'm working through in therapy. And for me to show up as I need to, that's important. So, again, I'm excited, y'all. We got some dope guests coming up. I want you guys, there's still, we have yet to have a drag queen, which, by the way, I have been stalking all the people from Drag Race. So I'm hoping to get somebody in here from Drag Race. And
we got to have Flame and Rose.
No, well, Flame wasn't on Drag Race.
No, no, I mean, just like.
Well, when we go to L.A., maybe, or maybe we can make that happen if she comes to New York. But there's just a lot of things within the BDSM space and the lifestyle space and just sex that 5 years later, somehow we still haven't gotten on here. So
if you think you have a story even that's wild or a partner that you guys have a particular situation and you want to come out horrible and talk about it, not like Maury, but bitch, I want to have a live home mail session. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
You live in New York, Philly, Jersey, somewhere close. And
want to embarrass
you. We should do a call-in.
Mandy and I talked about that. It's a lot of production. Like, I actually was talking to iHeart about that. But like, since we the call-in thing, I like the idea of, but we don't even do Zoom guests, right? Like, if y'all are in town and y'all fighting, just come through.
Yeah, but also like, even during the live shows, even experiencing it at Rory and Maul's live show, live questions also don't always hit. They drag. Some people don't know how to share stories.
It
some
has
people
to be don't heavily
even,
edited.
Some people, yeah, some people don't even have a fucking question. They just want to hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
So even for the live home that we do at the live show, bro, sometimes it just gets stale.
I don't know why people raise their hand. Like, for the
I don't know why
contest,
the fuck they raise their hand.
I'm not going to say in what cities, but we'll bring up someone to like, literally, I'm telling you, we need to like see you shake your ass. It's not a surprise. And they get up there and they're like, oh, I can't. Like, I'm not good at it. I can see if you get nervous that you're looking at hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to say
that. But you telling me that you can't shake your ass after we said, come up here if you can't.
Like, we're having a Miss America to work contest. Hello. There's going to be some twerking.
I hope so.
The word twerk was used. I just want to say.
I hope so.
Ass shaking maybe got to be used.
Yeah,
ass shaking.
Wrong shaking, bro.
I do want to say, too, just shout out to Miss Kat, because she had a whole ensemble on, and
one girl did the split. So I ain't mad at
and
that.
And did oh no, they was doing split.
Like, those girls and the girls in New York were twerking, right? They were fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But
I don't know how she did that in her jeans. Anyway, whorehive.com. Come get this merch that we're wearing.
Get your merch.
Send your
yes,
home mail
baby.
To horribledecisions@gmail.com. If you send them in the DMs, we lose it a lot. Subject home mail, please, in the email.
Absolutely.
Go to patreon.com/horribledecisions. Check out the episodes that we put out every single week on there. And join us on our live town hall.
Once a month.
Ooh, I get lightheaded, bro.
And then, yeah, if you are a top tier hoe as well, y'all know every fourth month you get a special item. So these mugs have been sent out. We have canvas. We have T-shirts. We have also just unique designs. This is our older Patreon unique design. We have another one that y'all may have seen with our cartoon as well.
Canvases.
We have a lot of different things. So go on over to patreon.com/horribledecisions. We're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip at the end of this episode. And if you like what you hear, go on over again to patreon.com/horribledecisions. Make sure you check out as well our other podcasts. If you have not gotten enough of us, Weezy has her other podcast for Fact's Sake with Eddie DeLaSeppi. And I have my other podcasts. See, the thing is with Bridget Kelly, that drops every Tuesday. And then also Period Sis, which are really like 30-minute shorts of women sharing their tales of womanhood. That is Period Sis Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And again, if you haven't yet, make sure you join the YouTube. If you want to see us.
God damn, Mandy.
Well, bro, this is the top of the year. I want to act like I'm actually doing my job. I'm professional at it.
I was like, fuck, what else we got?
Go on over to YouTube and watch us. Just type in horror. We pop up. Horrible Decisions. You can see our guests and you can see us. And then also make sure you
subscription box?
Also make sure you follow us on all of our socials. Horrible_decisions on Instagram, @horriblepod on Twitter. And aside with my Period Sis podcast, Of course, it is brought to you by none other than my company, Official Box Owner.
Hey.
So go on over to Official Box Owner. Use promo code WDP and save 15% off. We are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus.
WTFmediastudios.com.
There we go.
265 Canal Street. You all have right. 2 rooms.
If you want to come and record here, you can have Eden, you could have Yomi, you could have Wolf, you could have Dave. Who knows if we've hired somebody new by then. Come have a photo shoot, record your shit here. We have 2 studios now because y'all supported us so much. We were able to build a second one. So come through.
All right. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions 2022. We here.
It's Christmas and I need mine. And that motherfucker did not get a fuck. He said, you shouldn't have let me fuck you for free. Bye.
That is what... Bro, that line is what I was waiting for you to read. Like, it's so weird because, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot to sex workers. You and I have had sugar daddies. Y'all already know some of them niggas. Listen, I wouldn't even see you without a deposit, nigga. No, I'm not.
Seriously, like...
And so the fact that she was trying to extort him for money after she already gave up the pussy is just like...
Then here's the more of the shit. He goes, motherfuckers leaking shit from a year ago because I haven't had a haircut in over a year. You know, a lot of rappers and people do that before they're like, they got an album or a big date or whatever. I don't care about bitches leaking old news. You're part of my collection. Next pair of titties and ass I buy is going to come with a refund if we break up that contract. Fuck that bitch. I ain't build you up to sit on another nigga's shelf. Bitch, you're my trophy. He returned to Twitter for the first time since February 2020 when she did that shit. He hadn't been on the entire time.
I'm glad that he took a break. I'm glad that he took a break from social media because he was doing just a lot of like flushing $100 bills down the toilet and stuff like that. And he was losing. So he was talking a lot of shit online and not winning fights. So I'm glad he took a break. But also,
especially when like, and I love people are struggling online. Oh, me too.
I love that he responded that way. I love
that. You shouldn't have fucked me for free is one of the best lines. And honestly, like, who was it? Was it Alex? Oh. When my page got deleted. Remember my page kept getting deleted? It actually happened during a town hall. The first time my page got deleted. Instagram keeps deleting me, right? It hasn't happened in a while, thank God. So basically, I kept getting deleted on Instagram. And the day that it happened... I was also locked out of an email account. And I said, oh, Lord, they done got my news. So for some reason...
Wait, you have news in your email?
No, I just figured they would do the password thing. It wasn't my email. Oh. It was I thought they would get the passwords and find it. So for some reason, I called Andrew because I thought he knew someone at Instagram. And I was like, dude, I need you to help me. And he was like, whoa, hold on. Let me check Reddit. I said, why are you checking Reddit? He goes, because you're probably... He goes, if it's not on there, you're good. He's like, but 100% it's getting unposted on Reddit. He's like, you think anything's bad? And I was like, do I think anything is bad? So then I call Alex freaking out. And he's like, why do you even care? Like, this isn't even a bad look for like what you do for a living. And I was like, bro, yes, it is.
No, I was about to say, when my nude went all over the Reddit
thread. Then it was a good one that you had. Yeah, what if mine isn't good?
Well, it was also weird because it was from when I was 18 years old. So it was just like...
It's clearly old. Yours is clearly old.
I am 30 years old. The fact that a nude is circulating Reddit from when I was 18, living in Atlanta before my titties even started dropping. Like, get the fuck out of here.
You just lucky it was good, dog. Because it could be bad.
Well, most of my nudes are good. I don't send out bad ones.
So I don't have bad ones, but I have
in my phone. Like I'll go through.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I don't send out bad ones, but I've got ones that maybe like that didn't get sent out. And if they hack the iCloud, let me go through that shit today. Like, bro, speaking of that shit, I was talking to a homegirl of mine who like made like sex tapes with like a guy she's been dating for a while who's famous. And she was like, yo, he wants us to videotape them on, like, he doesn't care about her. He doesn't think that she'll expose him because they've been in a relationship for a minute. But he's just worried they'll get hacked. So she 100%. Said they fucking went to Best Buy and they kept telling the girl, night vision. And she was like, okay, I see what y'all saying. So then she said the girl was trying to help her, like, tell her how to basically, like, make the sex tape. And She said that there's so many of them that require USB or SD cards that they had to get such an old one to actually get tape footage.
I was about to say, like, and then even if you get it on a tape, how do you play it? Like, there's not even DVD players. DVD players were after fucking
people are using
VHS's.
Their PlayStation for that shit. So,
but that's still connected to the internet. I still think there's a cloud for PlayStations and shit.
Yeah, there is a cloud for PlayStations. That's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so they don't have it in the universe, bro.
So this is what they came up with. It wasn't Christmas. I'm sorry. They did it for like one of their birthdays. So he plays ball and he's like all around the country, right? But he is someone who's like known. So I get why he's scared. But sometimes I feel like, do they really be in their head too much about getting exposed? Like, are these niggas paranoid?
I mean, it's not even that to be.
It's extortion, probably.
Well, not only extortion. Like, I don't know. Niggas will claim they lose millions. Like when I was a blogger, I did a story and posted.